This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Breaking news, moments away, Donald Trump, President of the United States, addresses the nation after Iran strikes back last night. This will tell a lot about what will come next, no doubt, as the world watches. Your questions, your comments on all of this, welcome. Once the president wraps up today on the program, there are reporters there seated like they normally would. It looks like it's in the main foyer entrance to the White House, what I can gather. So the blue room where the Christmas tree usually is the backdrop. All of the doors are closed. The seal of the president is there, and the podium is there, and you have all the stature of the red carpet and the black and white marble tile in the entrance of the foyer of the White House. A very storied place. A lot of history.
You were just there.
And we add another chapter today. I was, and I tell you every time that I'm there, my heart skips a beat. It just is.
Well, he's not speaking yet because he's waiting for your monologue to be done and then.
Maybe. I think he knows I didn't get to all the texts that had came in, so I appreciate that, Mr. President. Here's one of them. I'd say Iran.
We can't go yet. Scott's not signed on.
I'd say Iran better do more training. They killed two scorpions, one goat, and a partridge in a pear tree. All right? Maybe that's nice. What we can expect from the president today. Another, with the overnight events considered, all I can say is Trump 2020. Now you know why he wanted me to wait. And read these before he started. Media and Democrats are so disappointed that no American lives were lost last night. It almost feels like that, doesn't it? It almost feels like they wanted to be able to say, see what happens? We told you. Texter says, I just tuned in, not sure you covered this. Does anyone believe that 737 that crashed was an accident? I think someone forgot to turn off the missile defense system and it was shot down by accident. They knew immediately what the issue was. They said they will not turn over the black box to Boeing. Oh, is that right? I hadn't heard that piece yet.
Yeah, there's a lot coming out about this.
We had a lot of pieces of this puzzle I discussed, though, but you're right. I mean, there's no way. There's no way that's coincidental. So that's more egg on their face.
Well, they're saying the aircraft, the witnesses didn't see, the aircraft didn't hit the ground. It was already in pieces. And that's very rare for an aircraft to explode in space or in air, you know, airspace.
Now the texter says, Scott, the Boeing plane that went down had shrapnel holes going inward on the outside of the plane.
Yeah.
Another texter, the Fargo Forum couldn't write their own article if they all got in a room and tried. Every article is from the failing New York Times or the Washington Swamp. And that's why my family got rid of the Fargo Forum. Liberal garbage full of anti-American disinformation. Well, isn't that sad that there is. The newspaper industry's changed, and people in the industry will tell you it's changed. You know, it's just there isn't a day now where today is not the kind of day where a newspaper can generate all of its own news. It just monetarily is not possible, and that's mostly because there are news sources available from so many other places. I, for one, appreciate good local reporting, and we get a lot of good local reporting when somebody goes to an event and says, I'm just going to report the events. Not
certainly when I was taught in journalism when I was in college back in the day. It's when they'd be rolling their eyes going, what happened?
Just report the events. Don't color
exactly.
It with anything else. And oftentimes on local, a lot of that happens. All right, so the president's staff there has just retrieved the book from
that
the podium.
That was interesting.
And that might mean a slight revision to the speech. is being done. I don't know. Usually when they bring the folder to the podium, it means, okay, game on. Here we go, right?
Right.
So they
took
did
it
that.
From it.
Yeah, he took it back. So
plan B.
Might be, yeah, okay, yep. Oh, we found, okay, yeah. All right, back to more of the text here. They're not saving face. They're not going to just shoot 15 missiles and say they're done and want peace now. They're always going to attack. They're always going to attack us till the end of the end of time. Trump should keep that in mind, I hope. Well, I think the great thing about being president of the United States is there's no shortage of opinions or expertise that you get. And I think this president has proven even things he said during the campaign had to be altered slightly, like how many troops are where and how long they stay and whatnot. So it tells me he's taking the counsel of those folks. But you can't tell me that you have a nation mourning, supposedly. You have, the Democrats and folks that don't like America and back Iran spewing what they were spewing about the attack that took out General Salami. And then days after, the response is what? Missile attacks that miss four of its targets and are nothing. Now, we understand Iraq gave us a warning that the attacks were coming. I'm glad they did, and that no doubt helped us fortify things to know what was coming and not have people out and about. But I think that would have probably been done anyway, given the current environment, wouldn't it? I don't know. So it seems like, to me, they're saving face. They're saving face. They're saying it's worse than it was to their people, and they're trying to say, okay, we hear you. Let's talk about this maximum pressure campaign ending. I don't know. We'll see, but that wasn't much of a response. Can we say that? Is that fair? I'm glad it wasn't. I'm not cheerleading for one. I'm just saying for what was projected and expected. I don't know. Another texter says, haven't we been at war with Iran for many years? We just haven't done anything about it because it's like a 10-year-old fighting a toddler and some of the leaders don't think it's fair. All right, another interesting response. Love your texts. Texter says, is this Iran truth video as credible as the Obama truther garbage? I think referring to the YouTube video you mentioned earlier, Kevin, which I did put up on Facebook. I guess you'll have to watch it and decide for yourself. This person is an Iranian. Okay, they are an Iranian. So I don't know that I put it that way in that particular category. They go on to say, by the way, the Iranian missiles have accuracy to within 30 feet. According to Malcolm Nance, it was a demonstration. Nance says Trump will either escalate or ask for a meeting with Iranian leaders, a la North Korea. How'd that go for you? Oh, that's right. You probably believe all the nukes are gone from North Korea. You know, I don't believe all the nukes are gone from North Korea, Roger, but I do believe that President Obama did nothing about the nukes in North Korea. President Bush did nothing about the nukes in North Korea. President Clinton did nothing about the nukes in North Korea, but they all told us they were going to do something about it. So this president has started a process. I don't think we expect, people like the North Korean leader to fall in line immediately. These take time, but I'm glad he's doing what he's doing and taking it on.
I read an interesting analogy about poking the bear. Is that when Obama was in charge, if you poked the bear, it was asleep or it really didn't care that you were poking it or it just wanted to get along in the forest. Now when you poke the U.S. bear, the bear is awake. It's not putting up with any of your poking.
Very
It was like, it depends on the bear you're poking, you know?
Yeah.
And you're not poking a docile bear right now.
And to that front, a little covered transformation of the capabilities of the United States military has happened under Donald J. Trump. The rebuilding of our military, I mean, as you've heard him say many times, at the end of the Obama era, they were literally rationing bullets. That's how horrible the United States military was treated under Barack Obama. So when they were poking that bear before, they were doing so knowing our capability was going the wrong direction. It was going down. And President Trump has changed that. He doesn't get credit for it, but he has. And put a lot of dollars there. A lot of dollars. Chris Berg from Point of View tweets, hey, mainstream media, he's not a general, but a covert operator. Please describe this person accurately for the American people. Yeah. Soleimani was a covert operator. You know who said that? Marco Rubio. I am in agreement.
Absolutely.
He's not a general in the sense of, Patton, right?
That's where all the dust-up's coming from, though. Guy had a uniform on. Sovereign nation. We assassinated a political, a military leader.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, stick with that talking point.
Let's see. Texter says, another unseen benefit of taking out General Salami. John Kerry will have to rethink his overseas meetings. No kidding.
You think?
Sherrion Williston wants to get in. Maybe the president wants me to talk to Sherrion Williston before he starts. That might be it. We are waiting for the president soon to address the nation on Iran. When it happens, you'll hear it live immediately here. Don't go away.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Thorlson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th. It's great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll-free at 800-343-0093.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? We are expecting the President of the United States at any moment to take the podium in the White House. When he does, we'll have it for you live. But I think he knew we hadn't talked to CJ from Dak Diesel yet about 2020. And so he wanted to let him finish here. I hope that's the case. He knows a good diesel repairman when he sees one, you know. But I've been getting a few texts, CJ, about the ways you can save people some bucks by reducing the amount of fuel that they use. Can you tell us a little bit about how you're doing that?
Absolutely, yeah, it's all about, you know, a precise running engine, you know, so, you know, if it's at its top-notch running performance, you know, clean injectors. Amazingly, we've come across a lot of plugged up fuel filters, and also plugged up air filters, you know, and that's just going to reduce it there. But, you know, the engine running top notch performance, but also getting the engine to breathe better, whether it's exhaust, air, and then also tuning. You know, we adjust the tuning on it. You know, a good example is we sent a truck out yesterday. That truck came in at 450 horse and 1,650 foot-pounds of torque, and it was struggling to pull, you know, it was a farmer, but it was struggling to pull the load of wheat down the road. You know, and he told me that when he got on the interstate, it took probably about 5 miles to get up to speed. Well, we spent about a day and a half on it, and he brought a loaded trailer in so I could test it. And when I went and took it out on the Mandan Hill going headed west, going up, I could actually accelerate with that load of wheat. You know, so at the bottom I was doing 65. And I was speeding, yes, but at the bottom I was doing 65, and I pushed the accelerator down, and I actually was doing 70 at the top of the hill. So that's just going to help with fuel economy and, of course, drivability, just so less stress on the driver also.
It's as simple as a phone call, folks. Whatever it is you need in the way of diesel repair, they'll do it for you. And I have some great ways to save you some dollars. 701-258-5011. Get you some more power, too. DACDiesel.com. Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, Scott.
Sherry in Williston, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Sherry. What's on your mind?
Hi. I got two quick comments. One, I heard that Iran already also threatened some other countries. Now, Israel and us, that was one of the countries they threatened. We're pretty solid, but any other country that they threaten to retaliate against, don't you think that'll solidify our allies and our relationship with them? Second comment is, you were right on Obama neglecting our military, on not outfitting our military rightly, because my son is a Marine. He went over to Afghanistan during their wintertime, and for those that don't know, in Afghanistan it gets dang cold in the wintertime. I mean, his water bottle that he had and his military pants froze solid. They got sent over to Afghanistan with summer gear and no winter sleeping bags.
Wow. United States military.
Yep, I had a couple of friends that told me the about United things States, like that. Yep. Yeah.
How did you find out about it? Did you find out about it later? Did you find out, I mean, in correspondence with your son over there?
In correspondence with him, and it wasn't just him. It was a bunch of platoons. They got sent over there. So I snuck in the mail some as close to military color as I could, winter gloves. So when they were out on lookout, he left those winter gloves for the next person coming in because they didn't have winter gloves to wear while they stood at night or during the day watching.
Wow.
Yeah, hearing that protection. Yep. Glasses that weren't good.
Yeah, this makes me sick to my stomach, Sherry. Go ahead.
My son, yeah, the hearing protection, correct. My son come back, he needs hearing aids in both ears, and he's only 31 years old. He had great hearing before he went over there.
Wow. There you go, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. There's your Democratic Party, United States Armed Forces, right there. That's what they want. They wanted weakness in the American military. It is criminal. It's awful.
Yep.
And thankfully that's changed. I tell you, it's changed in a big way in just the last 3 years. And there's not been a lot of coverage on it. Appreciate your call. Thank your son for his service, if you would, for us. Okay.
I will.
Appreciate that very much. Thanks, Sherry. Wow. The president might be coming shortly here because the book is back.
The book came back. Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
You know, to her point though, that's why. Yeah. Every member of the military that I know, active or retired, is that's why they like Trump. Plain and simple, he supports us. We get the gear we need. The Red Bull guys, I mean, that I talk to are like, yeah.
And here's the deal.
Not even a contest.
We're talking about sleeping bags and hearing aids and whatnot. But
hearing protection.
Yeah, hearing protection. But bullets, you know, the correct weapons, you know what that does? It tells our enemies who, by the way, know everything we're building and adding to the military, that we have the strength. We have the greatest fighting force on Earth, right?
Yep.
And I have no doubt we could have taken out those missiles last night, right? We have the ability to take missiles out. We didn't do it. I wonder why. I continue to think this is a way to de-escalate this whole thing. Last night was a little exercise that resulted in the loss of no human life. It is minute in comparison to what we did to them in response to what they did at the embassy. It's a way to de-escalate it. And I think it's a way for the president to come out here today and say, hey, here's the deal. You hit us, we're going to hit you back harder. But we want to stop a war. We don't want to start a war. But you hit us, you're going to get it back. I think that's what the president says today. Assuming he actually does speak to the nation. All the networks have been focused on that podium for half an hour.
I know.
Maybe he's just playing a little joke. Oh, here comes Mark Esper, the defense secretary. Here comes Mike Pompeo. Here comes the vice president. Here comes the, joint chiefs are there. All in military stand behind the president, and the president will be out here momentarily. Take this. We're going to take this through the break, right, guys?
Okay. Yes.
We'll take this through the break. So stick with this as well, and we'll until the president's done. I don't doubt he'll take some questions because the media is right there by him. If he's not taking questions, generally the media wouldn't be there, but they just get the feed of it. So he is flanked by Vice President Pence and the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, but Mike Pompeo is there as well as the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs and all of the Joint Chiefs standing by him. It's quite a scene, honestly, quite a setting. I mean, standing there between the flags and the seal of the President of the United States, and certainly when you have U.S. armed forces in harm's way, you have attacks of this nature and this international situation. It is a momentous moment. That's when you want a commander in chief to exude the strength and power of the United States and send a powerful message. So we expect he'll be doing that at any moment here. From the White House, given the fact that, there it came from the doors behind. Okay, here we go. The President of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, stepping to the podium right now.
Back to you.
As long as I'm President of the United States, Iran will never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. Good morning. I'm pleased to inform you, the American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime. We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe, and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases. Our great American forces are prepared for anything. Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump addressing the nation at this hour to discuss last night's Iranian missile strikes on two bases in Iraq that host American troops. The Pentagon now says 15 missiles were fired at those bases, and there were no American casualties and only limited damage. And Iran says the strikes were a response to the U.S. drone strike that killed its top general last week. Former acting CIA chief Mike Morrell saying those strikes last night were, in fact, rather limited.
A relatively small number of missiles, no casualties. It suggested to me that the Iranians may be sending a signal here that, look, we have to respond, but we don't want to escalate this.
He spoke on CBS News. They're searching for a suspect after a shooting near Canada's parliament in Ottawa this morning leaves one person dead and at least three others wounded. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Actually increased after the foolish Iran nuclear deal was signed in 2013. And they were given $150 billion, not to mention $1.8 billion in cash. Instead of saying thank you to the United States, they chanted death to America. In fact, they chanted death to America the day the agreement was signed. Then Iran went on a terror spree, funded by the money from the deal, and created hell in Yemen, Syria, Lebanon, Afghanistan, and Iraq. The missiles fired last night at us and our allies were paid for with the funds made available by the last administration. The regime also greatly tightened the reins on their own country, even recently killing 1,500 people at the many protests that are taking place all throughout Iran. The very defective JCPOA expires shortly anyway and gives Iran a clear and quick path to nuclear breakout. Iran must abandon its nuclear ambitions and end its support for terrorism. The time has come for the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Russia, and China to recognize this reality. They must now break away from the remnants of the Iran deal, or JCPOA. And we must all work together toward making a deal with Iran that makes the world a safer and more peaceful place. We must also make a deal that allows Iran to thrive and prosper and take advantage of its enormous untapped potential. Iran can be a great country. Peace and stability cannot prevail in the Middle East as long as Iran continues to foment violence, unrest, hatred, and war. The civilized world must send a clear and unified message to the Iranian regime. Your campaign of terror, murder, mayhem will not be tolerated any longer. It will not be allowed to go forward. Today, I am going to ask NATO to become much more involved in the Middle East process. Over the last 3 years, under my leadership, our economy is stronger than ever before, and America has achieved energy independence. These historic accomplishments change our strategic priorities. These are accomplishments that nobody thought were possible. And options in the Middle East became available. We are now the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world. We are independent, and we do not need Middle East oil. The American military has been completely rebuilt under my administration at a cost of $2.5 trillion. U.S. armed forces are stronger than ever before. Our missiles are big, powerful, accurate, lethal, and fast. Under construction are many hypersonic missiles. The fact that we have this great military and equipment, however, does not mean we have to use it. We do not want to use it. American strength, both military and economic, is the best deterrent. 3 months ago, after destroying 100% of ISIS and its territorial caliphate, we killed the savage leader of ISIS, al-Baghdadi, who was responsible for so much death, including the mass beheadings of Christians, Muslims, and all who stood in his way. He was a monster. Al-Baghdadi was trying again to rebuild the ISIS caliphate and failed. Tens of thousands of ISIS fighters have been killed or captured during my administration. ISIS is a natural enemy of Iran. The destruction of ISIS is good for Iran, and we should work together on this and other shared priorities. Finally, to the people and leaders of Iran, we want you to have a future and a great future, one that you deserve, one of prosperity at home and harmony with the nations of the world. The United States is ready to embrace peace with all who seek it. I want to thank you, and God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
The president will not take questions.
No questions. The president, perhaps.
The president stepping away from the podium, and despite Mr. President, he's not answering questions. Quite an entourage with him, as I mentioned earlier, as well. Those folks following behind him now. The president said, as long as I'm president, Iran will never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. That's how it started. The U.S. will impose more sanctions. By the way, they've been working. Said about last night, no Americans injured and minimal damage at the bases. He said, we must all work toward a better deal with Iran. Also said, Iran appears to be standing down. That would go to the save face explanation for last night. President Trump said the U.S. is ready to embrace peace with all who seek it. This is a very important component there. Save face with all who seek it. President said Americans should be extremely grateful and happy because Iranian strikes hours earlier resulted in no casualties, and Iran now appears to be standing down. Don't think he's saying that without some further intelligence to back that up. No casualties. Our soldiers are safe. They fire the missiles. We don't shoot down any of the missiles. All sounds like good news to me. The best could be expected. Let's see how the Democrats react to this in the next 24 hours, and we'll be talking about it when we come up. So I mentioned earlier, Kevin Pfeiffer is here with us to talk a little bit about 2020. And, you know, what we're seeing, Kevin, happening right now can affect things. We see the price of oil has actually gone down. So that's, tells us a little bit about the impact on the American, economy, and a little bit on the North Dakota economy as well. But obviously, anytime the question I'm about to ask you can be influenced by this, you wonder, how do I answer? But, I mean, how does 2020 look in your view?
Well, I think in a farm economy, obviously we want the price of oil to stay down as much as we possibly can. And we're three months away from putting a crop in the ground. So obviously the farmers are going to want all the petroleum products to be down as much as they can. And I think it's good news from what we just heard on your studio here today, Scott, that, the major geopolitical event taking place over there in the Middle East, I think it's a good thing. I think, if oil prices can stay in this range, we're sitting in a pretty good situation because so much of our agricultural inputs are petroleum-based. So, again, I think it's a good thing for the American farmer, for sure. Leaning into 2020, it's going to be it's a pivotal year for farmers. And, you know, hopefully there's a lot of good things in the trade horizon that are moving in their direction, too. So that should definitely help the profitability of the American farmer.
Why do you say it's a pivotal year?
Well, I think we've had, you know, we've had 3 years of depressed commodity prices. They've been really anemic. We haven't had the strong prices that we had during the 10-year cycle that was just probably the most prosperous cycle in American agricultural history. And, you know, we overproduced again. Our farmers did a phenomenal job throughout the country. And again, we're just, we have a lot of major commodities, you know, where the prices are have been depressed for so long. So really what's happened is farmers have made very little money, if any. It's eaten away at their equity. So, I mean, I think this is kind of, 2020 is a big year for a lot of people from what we're seeing.
So you mean they need some good news. They need a turnaround. They need to make up some of that ground they lost.
Yeah, they do. They, you know, we need a rally in soybeans and corn and wheat and some of the cash crops, you know, and obviously the livestock industry needs it. We don't need a huge surge, but we need these prices to increase. And this is the year that I think that really has to happen.
Everybody labels what's happened over the last couple of years, you know, a crisis in American agriculture. It's been a challenging time, no doubt about that. The prices, the trade deals, the weather, everything. Yet, in all my conversations with you, it seems like land values are staying really, really strong. How could that be?
That is a phenomenon that a lot of people are trying to figure out. I think a lot of it has to do with, Scott, the fact that the mini producers for so many years from that stretch from 05 to 15, they built a lot of equity up. And they, when you build up equity, you have a lot of leverage. And they were able to take that leverage and continue to buy land. Now, granted, the prices weren't where they were back in 14 and 15. We're maybe down 20% from the all-time high, but they are still very strong and confident prices. And then also, I think the investor market, the investors are in this market, and they're in there to stay. And they represent 25% of all land purchases today throughout the United States. And that's an approximate. And, you know, they're gonna keep stability in it, but the farmers and ranchers are too. Most of our sales last year, I would say 90% of them exceeded our expectation by 10%. That's a huge amount when you start selling 50,000 acres, and that's just one firm that's doing it. And there are a lot of other firms out there selling land too. But again, I think as we lean into 2020, I think farmers are going to be a little bit more calibrated, maybe a little bit more judicious, if that's the right word, on what they're going to buy. They're only going to buy land that's really good land that fits their footprint. You know, they're not going to go out and make irrational decisions. They're going to be very judicious in how they approach this and how they expand their current farming footprint.
How about on the machinery side? You do a lot of machinery auctions and get a better price than anybody in the business for the folks that are looking to sell their machinery. Is there so much of it now that you're seeing a depression in prices there? Or?
No, I think probably, you know, we're not seeing the huge amount of machinery auctions coming onto the calendar that we thought we were gonna. Granted, we have probably more booked this year than we did in the last 2 years combined. But I think that's just a matter of our fact that our company's growing. But I think when you look at the agricultural spectrum, a lot of producers are leaning towards buying better used equipment than buying new equipment. The cost of new farm equipment today is in another stratosphere. And there's a lot of things that cause that. You know, it's the manufacturers, it's the unions. And I'm not against unions. I'm just saying we have all the labor. Just look what it costs to buy a new combine today, $500,000 or more. You can buy a couple $100,000 header. Four-wheel drive tractor, $400,000 or $500,000. There is a huge demand right now in the market for really good used farm equipment and tractors and trucks. I mean, if you have anything like that, I think you're going to have a very good sale this winter and early spring. It's a good time, I think, to bring that type of thing to the market. We see this cycle, you know, this is a cycle that comes and goes quite often in this industry.
If you've seen one of the newer tractors lately, you've probably seen the exhaust systems, the mufflers. They've gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, right? They look like smokestacks now.
Well, the horsepower is unbelievable.
Yeah, but part of that, I understand, is environmental regulations, too, which is very costly.
Absolutely.
Now,
yeah.
You know, I, again, cost-benefit, I don't know, but that's another little factor that weighs in on those as well. Take a short break. Come back with more with Kevin Pfeiffer. Any questions or comments you have, certainly welcome. 258-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount. Or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by the energy of North Dakota. My friends at the Petroleum Council could give you a staggering amount of numbers of what's happening, and I can connect it to news today. When you have a strike last night by Iran, if you'd go back 30 years and say anytime there's even a hiccup in the Middle East, let alone a strike like that, with 14 missiles coming at our bases, what happens? The price of oil spikes. Because people say, oh no, there's going to be less oil available for us. Well, we don't have to worry about that anymore. Why? Because of North Dakota. Because of the shale play nationwide. Because of the technology that has come to this industry. That's the whole reason. It really is nothing short of amazing. And meanwhile, we keep doing more and more. Gas capture and processing, more oil production from less rigs. all-time highs in oil production as we head back to 2 million barrels a day. It's pretty amazing. Find out more about all that and how that is impacting in such a positive way the quality of life in communities as well at energyofnorthdakota.com, energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, 10 before the top of the hour, Kevin Pfeiffer is here from Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty, and we're just looking at the market here a little bit. The actual market itself likes what President Trump said today, doesn't it, Kevin?
Absolutely. I mean, I think his message of peace through strength is sending a really strong message to the financial markets worldwide today. And look at the Dow's up 204 already. I mean, they're going to hit an all-time high today probably.
S&P did hit an all-time high already.
S&P did already. Yeah. And but if you look at all the markets, whenever you see gold and gold going down like they are right now, you're going to see a huge uptick in the financial markets, and that's what's going on right now. But I think it all bodes really well for a lot of the financial markets, not only here, but I think throughout the world. So that's good news whenever you can have economic sanctions versus military warfare and that type of thing. And economic sanctions are going to be a part of Trump's strategy the way it looks. So I think all this is the market's taking it all into consideration right now. And let's just hope nothing over the next 24 to 48 hours happens as far as Iran pulling the trigger again.
You know, the strength of the military makes any more shenanigans by the Iranians less likely, because we do have a newly strengthened military under President Trump. You combine that with the economy. And again, the economy looks great on a television screen right now. If you think of big investors or whatever, big companies, that's great. But guess what? Most of America is powered by people in the workforce who have 401ks. That's their retirement.
Absolutely.
Or an IRA. And, talk to most people, they're up 30%.
Unbelievable year.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, yeah. Now, obviously, we could see some corrections later in this year, but I'm pretty bullish on the economy. I don't think 2020 is going to be like it was in 19, but I think with the temperament now towards interest rates, that's going to help a lot. You know, we had two prime rate reductions last year. The Federal Reserve acted, and you know, a lot of that was, there was a lot of pressure from Trump to do that. That's a good thing. It helps a lot of small businesses, and small businesses drive this economy. It's not just the big businesses. It's the small business owners, the small businesses throughout America that drive it. And, for those who need line of credits or have to borrow money, I think they're in a pretty good environment right now.
Interesting to hear, for sure. Let's talk a little bit about the upcoming auctions you have. I counted, I think, 9 land auctions in January.
Yeah, January is going to be a big month. We got a couple really good auctions here in Clay County, some really good farmland, selling an 80 for Morehead State University, and then another 200 acres for the Burnside family over by Hitterdall. Really good land. We got a lot of really good farmland coming for sale up in the Minot-Williston area, up in the oil fields. Good cropland and pasture land out west, some land lease auctions. But this spring, we got an enormous amount of farm equipment auctions coming up in late February, March, and April. So, again, I just encourage people, take a look at the land market. I'm a bullish guy when it comes to farmland. I think it's a good investment to have in your portfolio. People look at the financial markets like we've had the last 2 years. Yeah, you want to be in the financial market, but diversification, farmland's a really good place to diversify your investment portfolio. And maybe 10, 15, 20% of your portfolio should be in land. For those people who have invested in land over the years, they've done really, really well.
Appreciate you coming in, Kevin. If folks want to list some land, if they want to get an idea what their land might be worth, if they want to find the best land deals, good investment, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, go to Pfeiffers.com, P-I-F-E-R-S, Pfeiffers.com is our website, or call me directly, 701-238-5810. Love to work with you, and if there's anything you want to discuss, just give me a call anytime.
Thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, thank you. Good to see you. Happy New Year, by the way.
On a busy news day.
Yeah, big time.
Before we leave the air, I do have to check in on MSNBC just to see how hard they're crying. The market's up. and the president delivering good news today. So just can I have a little MSNBC? How are they doing?
Mission that he envisions, and then also, of course, is NATO even receptive to that idea, Craig?
Courtney Kirby Force at the Pentagon. Courtney, thank you. Richard Engel is standing by for us once again, our chief foreign correspondent there in northern Iraq. Richard, we spoke briefly before President Trump's speech that lasted a little less than 10 minutes. We haven't spoken since. Your initial thoughts, did you hear what you expected to hear from President Trump?
Well, it was quite measured. I think you heard the president not issue any specific threats. He was talking about economic sanctions, not a military retaliation. So I think a lot of people here are breathing a sigh of relief. Excuse me one second. I'm about to lose my voice here.
Oh, that'd be a terrible thing. People on MSNBC losing their voice? I hope that never happens. We witness history, ladies and gentlemen. All right. God bless you one and all. We'll see you tomorrow. Our countdown to Frisco coverage. Join us.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables too for years with Vince Webker, and the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in-house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into hot spring spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, they'll put it in the winter, no problem. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.